them. Bunta, your coup will fail. The Prime Minister...
Prime Minister Kwame Abasi is dead, he interjected. Then to drive his point home, Bunta reached over his head, grabbed the handle of a bolo machete from a scabbard that was strapped to his back, and removed the blade. It was still glistening red from a recent kill, as he pointed it at Ambimbola. My weapon of choice, he said, simply because it never runs dry. President Ambimbola's eyes focused on the machete. Your regime was always on the verge of failing, said Bunta. Always disbanding the parliament in order to create another, so that you could continue your political agendas without opposition. It was for the good of the whole, the president countered. For the good of the whole?
Bunta sounded dramatically incredulous. Then he broke into mock laughter.
You lie, Ambimbola, as you always have. With you, it's always been for the good of the one. And for Prime Minister Obasi the same. For the good of the one.
Bunta directed his machete at the briefcase on the president's table and issued an order to one of his soldiers to open it, which he did. Inside were the neatly stacked bills of CFA francs. Bunta grabbed a cash bundle, waved it before Ambimbola's eyes, then tossed it back into the briefcase.
Your alliance with your American friends, Ambimbola.